Okay, we're up to Ben Teish Shishanim. It's 6 lines before the end of the narrow lines. Tzadi Vavam and Aleph. That the Gemara Ben Teish Shishanim Yamechet Chil Apostle besides Lay Apostle. The Mishnah says only if he lives with her first, then he asks her to the other brothers. But if he's the other brother did something beforehand, Maimer, and then he lives with her, he would not ban her to the other brothers. I have a Tani Rav said by Rav Shai to Maimer be a Vimtai. If an adult makes a Maimer. And afterwards, his brother, who's 9 years old, comes alay on her, pasla. So we see the Brisa says that even if he does via second, he passes her on the adult brother. And for the Gemara Amri, be a pasla to the beside. You're right. Whenever the 9-year-old does bia, Chazal gave it the power of Maimer, whether it was first or second. Maimer, tchilu pasul, mesayfloi pasul. Maimer only pasuls if it's first. If the cotton does a Maimer, it only works if he's first. Frek the Gemara, bia besayf, afilu besayf pasul. But tani, our Mishnah says, shu pasul tchilu bay tchilu besayf. The Mishnah says he only pasuls at the beginning, and they pasul beginning and end. And the Mishnah explains, ketzad, ben teisha shanav yamechel tibay yivimtai. And it says clearly, he has to live with his yivama first. Right? Mashma, clearly, that if he lives after the older one did Maimer, it's meaningless. And it's still a contradiction to the Braisa. And for the Gemara Ksura Mechzer V'Hokiktani, the Mishnah is missing a piece. And this is what the Mishnah is supposed to read like. Ben Teisha Shanavi Amechad Hu Paisu Tchila Vein Paisu Tchila V'Saif. A 9-year-old passes if he's first, and they pass whether they're first or second, but Medvar Mimir B'Maimer. That's if the 9-year-old does a Maimer, it only works if he's first. Avo bia, pesela. But if he does bia, he passes a filo besayf. Ketzat, ben teish shishanav yamechad abo yivimtoi, pasoy deyachin, always, first or second. Frek the Gemara, biyislay maimer klau deyachin. Does a 9-year-old have any maimer? Does it affect the brothers even if he's first? But Tanya, we learn, ben teish shishanav yamechad hu pasu b'tavar echad. He only passes on his brothers one way. V'achin pasu mayad ababod varim. And the brothers can pass on him 4 different ways. The only way he can ban his brothers from doing Yibum is if he lives with her. Again, rabbinically, it becomes like a Maimer. That's the way we went with that Rashi. And the brothers can answer to him 1 of 4 ways. So it says clearly only Bia is the only thing that counts for a 9-year-old. Anything else makes 0 impact.
And this is definitely talking about before.
Right, even before. And for the Gemara, no. Bia the pasul ben betchila ben besayf stikalei. The Braisa was talking about something that the 9-year-old does that works all the time. Only one thing he does impacts all the time, and that's bia. Mashenke maimer the betchila pasul besayf loy pasul. Maimer would only work if he's first, but if the brother already made maimer and he makes the maimer afterwards, it's meaningless. So therefore, the Braisa didn't want to say that the 9-year-old can pasul 2 ways, because he only pasuls 1 way all the time. Maimer would depend when he made it. The Braisa didn't want to get involved in specifics, in details, so the Braisa left it out. Mashenka Maimer, the Mitzchil Apostle, the Sifle Apostle, Leibstikalei didn't learn it. If my Nami, Amr Rehuda Meshmul, Yeshle Get. A 9-year-old can even give a get. Meaning, he writes a get, a rabbinic get. If he's first, he bans everybody from Yibun. Chenam Adjochlifa Ravimi, Yeshle Maimer, he has a Maimer. Tanya Nami Yalchi, Yeshle Get, Yeshle Maimer, Divere Remeir. That means the Rabbanon argue on this, Taisa speaks out. Rabbanon holds he has the power of Maimer and Bia, but Get and Chalitza are meaningless. Whereas Reb Meir holds that the Katan can do a Get first and Chalitza first, and that would also have an impact.
So there are three things that he can do?
He can do 4 things, according to Reb Meir. First, one thing that he can do all the time.
Chalitza also, according to Reb Meir?
Yes, as we're going to see in a moment. The Summer Reb Meir, Yeshla Get. Latanya, we learned also be as Ventesh, the Kamaimer Megadol. The Braisa says a bia of a 9-year-old is like a Maimer. Remeir, also Chalitza's Ventesh, you can get Megadol. So here is Remeir saying that a Chalitza of a 9-year-old is like a get of an adult. Why doesn't it say Chalitza of a 9-year-old is like his own get? If you tell me a 9-year-old is a power to give a get, so Remeir should have said Chalitza and get are the same. Why does he say they make Chalitza like a get of an adult? The Misa listening to Gittai. Because even though he has a get or a mimer, these are not as strong as an adult's get, an adult's mimer. Chalitza is as strong as an adult's get, which means it would work second also. That means according to a mayor, if the first brother does mimer, an adult brother does mimer, and the younger brother goes and does chalitza, it would ban the second brother. It's like bia. Just like beer works at the beginning and at the end, according to a mayor, chalitza works at the beginning and at the end. Get and mimer only work at the beginning because they're weaker than an adult get and mimer. And that's what he said. Zut, get. According to Rav Gamliel, that says that when two adults give get, the second one is meaningless. The cotton's get is not the same level. Therefore, a godless get afterwards would work. So basically, it comes out as follows. There's two shitas, Rabbanan and Remeya. Rabbanan hold that a cotton has the power to do bia beginning and any time. If his 9-year-old does a bia, he asks it on all the brothers. The brother might have done mimer. The brother might have done, it makes no difference. He can't do yibum. The 9-year-old did a bia. That is like a second mimer that bans it. That's what Rabbanan hold. And he also has a power rabbinically to do mimer. He doesn't have a biblical power to do mimer. He doesn't have any strength to it. If he's first with his mimer, he bans it on all the brothers. That's, according to Rabbanan, the only two things he has access to. Mimer at the beginning, be at any time. The mayor says he also has access to two other things. Get at the beginning and chalit to any time. He agrees to the Rabbanan. Again, Rabbanan said be any time, mimer at the beginning. The mayor adds, get at the beginning, chalit to any time.
That's right, so we don't look to reconcile that price that says we've done one thing to a mayor, right? Just open
the That's the Rabbanan.
That's the Rabbanan.
Yeah. Something more about the bentai Mishnah bentai son of Yemecha Chabog Yevemtai. A 9-year-old lives with his Yevam of Akadboila Achiv, and then his brother lives with her. So bentai son of Yemecha. So it's two mimers. Paisu Ayadai, because it works any time. Shimon Imer loy paisu. Because according to Reb Shimon, if the mimer worked, it precludes any other mimer. If it didn't work, then neither of the two worked. Bentai son of Yemecha Chabog Yevemtai Akadboila Terasa. There were two ladies. He lived with one and then with the other, so he did mimer to two. Paisa de Atzmai. Shimon Imer loy paisu again. If mimer worked, it worked with the first one. If it didn't work, it doesn't work for any of them. Therefore, the first one can do yibum. He can't do yibum to either of the two. He did mimer to both. If a guy does mimer to two yivamas, he can't do yibum to either of the two. Right. If it works, it works completely, meaning no room for anybody else. So therefore, he can always do yibum. The first one can always do yibum because he did mimer. If it worked, nobody else can do any mimer. It didn't work, so then the second one doesn't work either, so nobody did anything. So then he can go and do yibum. Dr. Gemara Masnisen, that equates two men and one woman, right? Two boys, 2 10-year-olds, and one woman, one yavama, to 1 10-year-old and 2 yavamas. That was the last case in the Mishnah. The like of Benazai. Benazai said, with two brothers, each one has the power of mimer and they can impact each other. With one man and 2 yavamas, the rabbanon only gave a right of the man to do one mimer. Why they differentiated, I don't know. But they basically said every man has a right to mimer. One man only has one mimer in his power. If he does mimer to one yavama, his second one doesn't count at all. Masnitzin like Benazai, the Tanya we learned. Benazai, yes, mimer after mimer, b'shnei yavamim yavama achas. There is a mimer after mimer when there's two men. Each of the men has the power of mimer. So we have 2 9-year-olds. They both have the power of mimer through doing bia apostling. Because then the man only has one mimer in his arsenal. He cannot do mimer to 2 yavamas. If he does 2 mimer to 2 yavamas, it doesn't work.
Does she go out to the shuk with the tzara? With a mimer to one of them?
No, because mimer is only rabbinic.
Right, so
well, the first one would have to get yibum or a get and chalitza.
And once you get that, then
of course the tzara goes out.
Get, with a get, she gets out.
No, you need get and chalitza. Biblically, you need yibum or chalitza. If he did mimer to one lady, no more yibum, right? To the other one. Now, the first one can still be eligible for yibum.
The mimer to one. According to Benazai, possible the other one to get any evil.
Correct. Okay, we will stop here and mention him tomorrow morning. 10.